Now, you're a female Zulu mountain guide. I'm not being patronizing, but there aren't very many of those around.
Actually, I've never heard of one but me.
The South African nation is made up of so many different tribes, but the Zulu ethnic group is the largest.
It is the largest. And I would guess throughout history, Zulu has been warriors and fighters. They're very famous for that.
They might be well known, but the Zulus are a relatively new people. They descend from the Nguni tribe, who moved into this region from Central and East Africa. It wasn't until the 1820s that the warrior King Shaka united the Zulus, and they notoriously emerged as one of the most feared nations Southern Africa has ever known.
You said it yourself, Zulus are warriors. I have a Xhosa friend and he tells me that Xhosas are dancers and Zulus are fighters. I haven't heard the expression Zulus are walkers.
We don't walk.
But you
don't
do.
Yeah. But we don't walk for pleasure. I mean, you walk to get your water. You walk to get your cows up in the fields. You don't walk for pleasure.
So you've broken the mold.
Yes, pretty much.
Before I explore the mountain landscape that Z loves so much, let's take a look at the route I'll follow. After leaving this colourful village behind, my 20-kilometre, two-day walk kicks off.